Hotline is the host of The Tonight Show and the subject of this book. It's Jay Leno. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, Mel. How are you guys doing? You're doing the whole thing, man.
Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, good, good. You know, I thought I'd come on in, you know, come on to Tonight Show a little bit. You know, Kev's no longer with me.
Mm-hmm. Right. You
know, Kev is no longer with me. But I understand you guys have Bill Carter coming on.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how well he treated me in the book. You know, it's like a, you know, it's a whole deal, that book that he wrote there. But, you know, I still want people to watch a Tonight Show. We got a big show coming up tonight, of course.
Oh, yeah? Who you got on tonight?
I think Charles Nelson Reilly and Christina Ricci.
Really? Charles Nelson Reilly?
I think.
I don't know. All right, we'll watch tonight.
Good, good. You know, I was in a restaurant yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, when I suddenly realized that I needed to pass gas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and the music was really, really loud, so I began to time my gas with the beat of the music, and after a couple songs, I started to feel better, and I finished my coffee, and I noticed that everybody was staring at me. Like, why is everyone staring at me? And suddenly I remember I was listening to my iPod. You know, I should have just put 2 quarters in my ears.
Why would you do that?
So I could listen to 50 Cent, you know.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Well, you know, we've announced we're going to do more funding for NASA. And I mean, is this really the best idea? I mean, Kev, is this really the best idea? I mean, you know, when NASA first started sending them astronauts, they quickly discovered that ballpoint pens would not work in zero gravity. So to combat the problem, NASA scientists spent a decade and $12 billion to develop a pen that writes in zero gravity, upside down, underwater. Almost in any surface, the temperature's from freezing to 300 degrees Celsius. The Russians, they just use a pencil. Okay? I don't know if these are the people who need money. You know,
I think we're getting a monologue.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, are people getting more impolite down there in Texas? They haven't
I don't
this.
Think so. No. We're pretty polite down here in Texas.
But anything, you know, all of my cars were broken down the other day, so I had to ride the bus into work. And, And a woman gets on the bus with a baby, and the bus driver says to her, "That is the ugliest baby I've ever seen." So the woman, she comes to the rear of the bus where I was sitting. She sits down. She's very mad, and she says to the guy that's sitting next to me, "That driver just insulted me." And the guy next to me says to her, "Hey, you go right up there and you cuss that guy out. You cuss that bus driver out. I'll hold your monkey for you. So that'll be... help you out, yeah." Oh, hey, I don't know if you guys heard about this. This actually happened out here in California, where I am.
Uh-huh.
I live out here on Mulholland Drive.
There you go.
But a doctor out here, he said to his patient, he said, I have bad news and I have worse news.
Mm-hmm.
And the patient says, "Oh, dear, you know, what's the bad news?" And the doctor says, "Well, you only have 24 hours to live." And the patient says, "Oh, man, that's terrible. How can the news possibly be worse?" And the doctor says, "Well, I've been trying to contact you since yesterday." Anyway, it's a Tonight Show. It's tonight.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys heard this. There was a young man who called directory assistance. I think this happened somewhere in Arizona. You know, they had some tragedy out there, but this is a little pick-me-up. And a guy called directory assistance. He said, "Operator, I would like the telephone number for Mary Jones in Phoenix, Arizona." And the operator says, "Well, you know, there's multiple listings for Mary Jones in Phoenix. Do you have a street name?" And the guy paused for a second and said, "Well, most people call me Iceman, but not really important right now." You see, the human cannonball. They retired. The guy at the circus, the human cannonball.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't hear about that.
He told the circus owner he was going to retire, and the circus boss said, "You know, you can't retire. I mean, where am I going to find another man of your caliber? I mean, this."
Oh, my
God. Short notice.
Well, thanks for...
I'm not finished yet.
Thanks for all this material. This is a full monologue.
Yeah.
You know, Mavis and I, we've never had children.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had children. But my brother, his wife, had many kids. And when she was in labor with her first child, things were going pretty well when suddenly she started shouting. Top of her lungs, shouting.
Uh-huh.
"Shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, didn't, can't." And my brother says, "You know, doctor, what's wrong with my wife?" And the doctor said, "You know, nothing. She's just having contractions."
Oh, my gosh.
And they can't all be winners. Jim, about Joe and Dave? They were hunting, and Dave keels over. So frantically, Joe dials 911 on his cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And that's not the punchline, but he blurts out, you know, my friend just dropped dead. What should I do? So the 911 operator says, you know, don't worry. You know, we can help. But first of all, let's make sure he's dead. So there's a brief pause, and the operator hears a gunshot. Joe comes back on the phone and says, okay, what do I do next?
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for all this good material.
I'm not finished. I got one more.
We got to move along, but...
All right, I'll end with this one. This will encourage you to watch the Tonight Show tonight.
Uh-huh.
Two campers hiking in the woods. One of them's bitten by a penis, on his penis by a rattlesnake. Yeah. You guys have rattlesnakes down in Texas.
Sure. Uh-huh.
It actually happened down in Texas. So the guy gets bitten on his penis with a rattlesnake. The other one says, I'll go in town for a doctor. Runs 10 miles to the small town. Finds the only doctor delivering a baby. Doctor says, well, I can't leave, but here's what you do. Take a knife, cut a little X where the bite is, suck the poison out, spit it on the ground. So the guy runs back to his friend, who's now in agony, and the guy has been bitten and says, well, what did the doctor say? And the guy says, well, he says you're going to die. Thank you so much. Watch the Tonight Show.
All right, Jay, we'll see ya.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for coming on the show again. There's the great Jay Leno.
What a coup to get him on.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's a big-name guest. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.